Welcome to the weekly broadcast of the Father's House International in Westminster, South Carolina. We are bringing forth and reestablishing the apostolic message, movement, and ministry, and God's fatherhood and family in all dimensions. We are a local, regional, and national ministry that is cross-cultural and multiracial. Now, here is our founder and host, Dr. Seymour.
1 Corinthians 1 and 30. But of him are you in Christ Jesus. But of him are you in Christ Jesus. Talking about the Father. Who hath made unto us, he had Jesus to be made unto us wisdom. And righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. Wisdom. And King Solomon writes and says, he was talking from God talking. And he wrote down, you were with me from the beginning. God was talking about wisdom of the Father. You were with me from the beginning. We're with him.
Yes, sir.
Not just you, him. It all began in him. God the Father's wisdom was and is the equivalent of God the Son when you see how he operated and behaved.
Yes, sir.
In other words, Jesus came and put a face on God. Because God was invisible, you couldn't see him. Jesus came and put a face on God. And he also came and put a face on wisdom. Now we can really see how wisdom operates through a man. But he was the God-man. The only one ever like that, right? So God the Father's wisdom was and is the equivalent of his Son. Just as God the Son was the Torah, the Word made flesh. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory as the only begotten of the Father, John 1:18, full of grace and truth. So, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory as of the only begotten Son of the Father. He, the Son, hath come and declared, come and revealed and expressed the Father to us. You see? So God the Father's wisdom is the equivalent of God the Son. You saw it all in him. And God has given wisdom to men through the times, but never spake a man like Jesus. Because Jesus is God in flesh. He's all God and all flesh. He's the God-man. The God-man. So just as God the Son was the Torah, the Word made flesh, because he was the Word that was made flesh. So there's a facet that God the Son, Jesus, is a direct expression of God the Father's wisdom. Let me say that again.
Yes, sir.
So there's a facet that God the Son, Jesus, is a direct expression of God the Father's wisdom. That the facet of living wisdom that issues from God the Father, it began in him, it issues from him, was embodied in Jesus. When God the Son came forth. So again, that facet of living wisdom that issues from God the Father, began in him, issues from him, was embodied, lived inside Jesus when God brought forth his Son Jesus, that we could see him. 1 Corinthians 1 and 30, but of him are we in Christ Jesus. But of God the Father are we in Christ Jesus, who is made unto us wisdom. Jesus is made unto us wisdom.
Amen.
And righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. But he's made unto us wisdom. Who became wisdom from God for us. Jesus became wisdom from God to us. For our benefit, God made Jesus to be wisdom itself. For our benefit. Right before us. He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. He that hath seen me hath seen the wisdom of the Father. Right? So he became wisdom from God for us. For our benefit, God made Jesus to be wisdom itself. Right before us, right before our eyes. And he is the embodiment of God the Father's wisdom was in Jesus. He carried the full wisdom of God the Father, even though he had to depend on him and ask him what to do. All of those qualities and traits that characterize God are actually made of God the Father's living essence. So all of these qualities or traits that characterize God are actually made of God, the Father's living essence, like his main core, his basic true nature, is what you might would say. And there were, that is him, and he comes and puts it in somebody, and we see the expression of it. When God the Son came forth from the Father, because it was, he was the Word inside the Father until God the Father released him and generated him into a man. Generated him. When God the Son came forth from the Father, he was made into these traits, those traits. He was the living earthly embodiment of these divine living traits of God the Father. I said over and over and over. He literally embodied all of that. To all that God the Father would put in him, him being a man, him being God and man. So he was made into wisdom for us. Jesus always operated in wisdom. He showed us how wisdom works and how it manifests. True wisdom. You saw it in Jesus. Everything he did. The way it works, God the Father plans. God the Father says his word. And God the Father reveals by his Spirit. And gives us the wisdom as to how we actually carry out our part of what he planned, what he said, what he revealed. How do we carry that out? Wisdom.
Yes, sir.
Wisdom. So, God the Father generated his wisdom and imparted his wisdom into God the Son and later into us. Later into us, in whatever degree we have it. You see? So, Jesus is made unto us wisdom. He's made, he's generated, genomai. He's generated, come to pass. It's like generating electricity. You don't see it, but now it does now. He was made unto us wisdom. Unto us, for us, unto us. Wisdom, wisdom, higher, spiritual wisdom. Again, the Lord possessed wisdom in the beginning. Now think about this. Where did wisdom come from? The Lord, God the Father, possessed wisdom in the beginning. Proverbs 8:22, the Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way. Yehovah, the Father, the becoming Father. He possessed me in the beginning of his way, in the beginning of his derrick, his road trodden, his course of life, his mode of action, in his manner, in his custom. The way he walks is like stringing a bow and an archer pulling it back and releasing that arrow to go forth. You might say that's how generating is somewhat like that, somewhat like that. So the Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way before his works of old. He was always in, wisdom was always embodied in God the Father to begin with and still is. Always possessed, he always possessed wisdom in the beginning. It's part of him. Wisdom is a direct parallel, listen, wisdom is a direct parallel to the indwelling Torah, first five books of the Bible, living word that was inside God the Father and always inside him that he released. Well, he begins to release his wisdom that dwelt within God the Father in his bosom.
Yes,
it was in his own bosom.
Yes,
in his own bosom that dwelt within God the Father in his bosom. That he always consulted and conferred, God the Father always consulted and conferred with within his tripartite being, or tri-level being, still being one. Him being Father, Husband, Son, facet, all in one. Him being Father, Holy Ghost, Son, all in one. He has always consulted and conferred with his tripartite, tri-level being, still being one. Finally issues this into flesh one day as God the Son. You see that? As God the Son. Jesus the Son. Now we can see God the Father's wisdom embodied in Jesus, God the Son, and operating through Jesus. We see how what he did, everything he did was totally accurate.
Yes.
Wisdom will help you accurately bring forth and apply your part that God the Father planned, that he said, that he revealed, that he applies all the time by the force of himself. You see? So now we can see God the Father's wisdom embodied in Jesus, God the Son, operating through him. Proverbs 8:30, then was I by him as one brought up with him. Think about that. Wisdom said, then was I by him as one brought up with him. I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him. I was by him as one brought up by him. Now, operating accurately in all ways, knowing accurately how to see and do everything accurately. So I was by him, then I was then created by God the Father within himself. It was what he was saying. Wisdom existed in me as I have always existed. It was in me. It's a real big one of my characteristics and traits is wisdom. And also, coming to pass, but wisdom is something I require to ever be, for you to be accurate. And there was, he said, he was with me. I was breathing in the sense of existence. I was by him. Wisdom said, I was breathing, I existed in the very beginning. By him, the word by him is in the sense of joining. Was joined to and inside God the Father. His wisdom was totally joined to him inside because it is him. That's part of him. And also by him in the sense of joining and also aside. Inside God the Father, also working alongside the Father and near him, near and inside and beside him. From hard by to, he stood hard by. He was always there, always. Working with the Father. So then I was by him as one brought up. Now listen, in the sense of training, God trained wisdom within himself.
Yes, sir.
Hear this? Yes. God the Father trained wisdom within himself.
Yes, sir.
As one by him, as one brought up in the sense of training. Wisdom is trained up inside God and also has to be trained up inside us as to what degree he gives us.
Yes, sir.
So when brought up, when there's training like an architect, the architecture of the Father, he architects his wisdom too, one brought up by God the Father, and skilled. Not only disciplined by training, but he does it very skillfully. The Spirit of God is very skillful, very accurate. Wisdom is very skillful in what you do, your part that comes from God the Father, leaning and partaking in his wisdom, you may say. By one brought up, built up, supported, built up by the Father, supports everything about him. So brought up like fosters a parent, the Hebrew says, God the Father fostered wisdom inside him, his wisdom, like a parent would foster a child.
Yes,
rendering firm, like God the Son is his only begotten, but wisdom is like a helpmeet and almost like a child that's brought up. It's like a helpmeet, it's like a she that's a good helpmeet. See, seriously, a real good she is a tremendous helpmeet, tremendous helpmeet. So to foster as a parent, God the Father fosters wisdom within inside himself and inside us, renders it firm and faithful by fostering it to be permanent, establishes, makes it be there long continuance to be there with him. So he actually brought up, as you bring up a child, then I was by him, as one brought up with him. You see that?
Yes, sir.
And I was daily his delight. I was daily his delight, operating accurately in all ways, rejoicing always before him, knowing accurately how God the Father sees and how he does things, how he wants it done. I was brought up by him as one brought up with him. I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him, is what it says. The greatest delights of God and his living Torah, the greatest delights of God and his living Torah revolve around the sons of men.
Yes, sir.
It revolve around the sons of men. Think about it. His greatest delight and his living Torah is him is revolving around sons of men. Proverbs 8:21, rejoicing in the habitable part of the earth. So God the Father, even though the earth is evil, the good part of it, or the good people, he rejoices in them. And wisdom, he's talking about wisdom, God the Father, but wisdom rejoices in the habitable part of the earth of those who will see and follow his instructions, take on his traits. The greatest delight of God in his living Torah revolve around the sons of men, rejoicing in the habitable part of the earth, and my wisdom delights were with the sons of men. So how I carry out, bring forth on my part, talking about the human side. God's wisdom is, how do I carry out, bring forth on my part what God the Father plans, says, reveals to me by His Spirit? How do I do it? How do I do it? He rejoices in the habitable parts. He's rejoicing. He's laughing. He's not distracted. He's merry in the habitable parts, the places of the earth that are inhabited with its inhabitants. God rejoices in us. The way we are and the way we learn, the way we hopefully become more and more and more for Him and more in life.
Yes,
He rejoices in the habitable part of His earth, the habitable part of His earth. So right up here where no humans were before on this Adamah, God rejoices in this because now there are humans here inhabiting this.
Yes,
we're here.
Yes, sir.
You see?
Yes, sir.
So now He rejoices over this much more than He did before we got here. Because He rejoices in the inhabitable parts of the earth, especially those who do right with Him. And He said, my delights, my enjoyment and my pleasure and my delights were with, they were near, they were with, they were among, and they were by the sons of men. The sons of men, the bane. Those who build the builder of the family name, who build the name of the Father. He does on and on and on. Who are worthy of men. So God literally rejoices. He rejoices. And He literally, His delights are being with the sons of men, those that are His. It's delightful to God. As much as you're delighted, God is very delighted to be with us, thank God. Isn't that great? So when you look at the summary of the verses above, and I'm not closing now, when you look at the summary of what I've just said, what King Solomon just said, God and God the Father's and wisdom, His wisdom's greatest rejoicing, were focused on the creation, the eventual reconciliation of the sons of men and mankind. In other words, God's wisdom, God's wisdom and wisdom's and His wisdom's greatest rejoicing were focused on the creation and the eventual reconciliation of the sons of men and mankind, becoming sons and daughters back unto God the Father. When He sees an inhabited part, He's looking for sons and daughters to become. God's chiefest delights were in the process of all this taking place. Great delights. Matthew Poole's commentary, this is what he says. Rejoicing in the habitable part of the earth, rejoicing in the habitable part of the earth, in contemplating the wonderful wisdom and goodness of God again, rejoicing in the habitable part of the earth, in contemplating the wonderful wisdom and goodness of God, in the making and ordering of all His creations, of man especially. My delights were with the sons of men are in them. In them, to uphold them by my power and my providence, to reveal myself. So my delights were with the sons of men are in him, in them, to uphold them by my power and providence, to reveal myself, my Father's mind and will to them from ages to ages and generation to generation. To assume their nature, for them to assume my nature, God said, and to save them, to redeem and save them. We receive His nature. Geneva, this is what it says. By earth He means men, which is the work of God, in whom wisdom took place. By earth He means men, which is the work of God, in whom wisdom takes place, God working in you. In that as for man's sake, the divine wisdom took man's nature. Hear this. So the word earth, He means men, which is the work of God in whom wisdom took pleasure in that. For as man's sake, the divine wisdom took man's nature and dwelt among us and filled us with unspeakable treasures. And this is the solace, the peace and pastime of which is here spoken. You need to meditate on it day and night, day and night. God rejoices in His people.
Yes,
and He rejoices when we live and we operate in His wisdom.
Amen.
That's what really satisfies Him.
Yes,
and see Him as Father and all that. So conclusion, and I'm not finished, there's more. Conclusion, hear instruction, refuse it not. Hear it always, daily in his gates and his doors. Now remember this, we'll see about this. Conclusion, hear instruction and refuse instruction not. Do not refuse it. Hear it always, daily in his gates and at his doors. How are you going to really hear the instruction most fully? At his gates and at his doors. Daily. Daily in his gates and at his doors. We are right here daily in his gates and in his doors right here. The ministry. Proverbs 8:32. Now therefore hearken unto me, O you children, for blessed are they that keep my ways. Hearken unto me, O you children, for blessed are they that keep my ways. Now therefore at this time, straightway henceforth, all into the future, hearken, hear it, intelligently, shoma, of attention, obedience, give ear, discern, perceive, understand, be obedient, regard, consider carefully, and be very diligent unto me, understand unto me, inseparable, that belongs to God. O you children, band, builder of the family name, the children of God, brought up in him, the bow, the branch, the breed of God.
Yes, sir.
For blessed, happy, how happy and how blessed are they that keep, watch this, hedge about with thorns, guard, protect, attend to, be a watchman, preserve, and save self, keep my ways, that God reveals the wisdom within you that carries out my ways, my road, my course of action, my mode of action, on and on and on and on and on. You hear that?
Yes,
sir. Yeah. All my ways, where I tread, how I walk, how I do it, my mode of action, my custom, my manner, is what you do. Hear instruction and be wise or refuse it not.
Right.
Hear instruction. Be wise. Proverbs 8:33. You can hear instruction, but if you don't know how to carry out your part, of course, the Spirit of God will help lead you. And if you don't have wisdom, then what good is it going to do you? What good will it totally do for you? Hear instruction and be wise and refuse it not. Hear, shalma, intelligently hear, of attention, obedience. Listen, discern, perceive, understand, regard, carefully, do it very diligently. Instruction. The word is musar, which means what God the Father plans and says, and his corrections and his warnings in them. Now watch this. Now he's about to say you better be warned by what I say. Hear instruction. Musar, what God the Father plans, what he corrects, and what he warns, what he corrects and what he warns, and reveals that you carry out by his Spirit and by his wisdom.
Yes, sir.
So this word here, instruction, listen, this word instruction is chastisement. When needed to bring to better understand, bring you into a better understanding. Instruction, hear instruction, chastisement, reproof, warning, instruction, restraint, don't do this, don't do that, stop here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Chastisement, chastening, correction, discipline, rebuke, instruction, doctrine. That's the Hebrew. When he says instruction, he said, I'm going to come in with a rebuke.
Yes,
I'm going to come in and chastise you if you're not going right. Thank God for the chastisement of God to keep us in line. Be wise, full of wisdom. Be wise in mind, word, and act. Show self wise. Make wiser. Teach and accept. By learning wisdom, how I am to apply and carry out what God has said to do. And refuse it. Don't refuse it. Don't loosen it. When somebody loosens, they don't see the value of wisdom. They lay it aside. They dismiss it. They refuse it, the Hebrew says. They go back, do things on your own, trying to figure out things your own. You don't have enough sense to figure out things correctly. Nobody does. We don't. Refuse it not. It'll cause you to perish. Not. Blessed is the man, verse 34, that heareth me. Blessed is the man. You have to have it. You have to hear it to have it. If you don't hear it, how can you have it? Blessed is the man that heareth me. Blessed is the man. Happy, blessed is the man that heareth me. Now look here. That hears me intelligently. Of attention, obedience. That's that same word over and over and over. Precede me. You cannot perceive, understand without being with your God. A signed man of God. And hear it right here. Blessed is the man that heareth me. You have to hear it. Watching at my gates, entrance toward the house of God, waiting at the post of my doors, house of God church. People who do not, live daily, blessed is the man that heareth me and watcheth daily at my gates, watching at the post of my doors. The gates are entrance into the Adamah, you might say. The post of the doors, what holds the door together, the door's there. The entrance in too. Blessed is the man that heareth me. Blessed is the man that heareth me. You have to hear it to have it. Watching at my gates, entrance, waiting at my doors. Blessed is the man that heareth me. You hear that? Heareth me? Discern me correctly? And watching, always there. If you're watching, you're always there. You're always there. Watching, be alert and sleepless. Watching, always there. Be alert, be sleepless. Be on the lookout. Wait and watch for haste and remain. Daily. 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 Acts 2:46, and they continued daily with one accord in the temple. And they continued daily with one accord in the temple. Daily. And they continued daily with one accord in the temple. In Acts 5:2, and daily in the temple, they ceased not to preach and teach Jesus Christ. Daily. So when was the New Testament church? At church daily. They did whatever they had to do, but daily they were there. Right? Daily. And this word daily, listen, it's the word yom, which is from sunrise to sunset and from sunset to the next. Watch this now. Daily, from sunrise to sunset, daytime, here we are today, and from one sunset to the next, now an evening going into the next day. Morning and evening services, morning and evening. Morning and evening. Are you here? Morning and evening, morning and evening. Daily. Morning and evening services, full age chronicles, full age yearly chronicles, presently, even now, continuance, full life, your entire future life, daily in the temple. Watching at my gates, watching at my gates, the house of God, my gate, something swinging, the valve of the door, and my gates, the house of God, the church, opening and closing of my gates, the opening and closing of my gates. Waiting at, hedge about with thorns, guard it, protect it, and attend to it. The Hebrew says, attend to it, be active into it, and attend to it. The post of my doors, the post, the opening and closing of my doors, the post as prominent, the side post of the door frame where it fits, and at my doors, mine opening, house of God, church. In other words, if you're not in the house of God, not just on Sunday, daily in the temple and in every house, they cease not to preach and teach Jesus Christ. Are you listening? You've got to be in the house of God. Can't have wisdom without this. Amen, somebody. Does he make it plain? You see that, everybody? Hallelujah. Praise God.
We trust that you've been helped during today's broadcast with Dr. Seymour from the Father's House International. Join us right here on WGOG every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. We invite you to come be with us in our weekly services at the Father's House International, Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. and Tuesday evenings at 7:30 p.m. We are located at 415 Pateras Way, Westminster, South Carolina. For directions or additional information, call us at 864-647-7777. That's 864-647-7777. Until next week, may you allow God to bring you into a greater measure of His truth and a deeper level of relationship with Himself.